You're fired.
They're the best sleeping pills I've ever had.
It probably because it's FDA approved. You're probably just taking
what the hell? Like,
dude, most sleeping pills, you wake up and you're like super droggy. These ones, no.
Do you like look at the ingredients?
No.
Okay.
And I take them. I've been taking them every night for about 6 months.
Dude, also, that might be why the mental health shit.
Also, dude,
I didn't say my mental health is bad. Who said that?
It doesn't sound like you're very happy.
We just looked at you.
You deserve to be happy.
I looked at your outfit.
You.
You
look like Amanda a divorced dad.
I showed Amanda and she's like, that's not good.
It isn't.
No. This is your podcast and it looks like you got out of bed.
Well,
there's just something about like,
I'm sorry, that was rude.
I don't know. There's just something about I. There has to be a shirt that fits a little more, right? Like,
well, this got shrunk.
Oh
wait,
my God.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, dude. Our clothes keep shrinking in the dryer, and
sure,
I don't know if always. Sure. I don't know if that's what's happening.
Yeah. Does your girlfriend also go to another school?
Dude, what's going on? My clothes keep getting smaller.
I'm losing weight, so I don't know.
What could you possibly? I think I've maybe had once or twice. I watch something and maybe it shrinks a little bit, but it doesn't continue to shrink. Incorrectly could you be watching it? That it's like it's becoming that much smaller.
I don't want to blame my wife, but
you definitely aren't washing your own clothes though.
No.
When's the last time you did laundry?
Like maybe a month ago.
And when did they start?
Is Amanda doing the laundry in the meantime, or are you guys just raw dogging this shit?
But she's home all day, and I'm out working like 13-hour shifts.
Oh yeah, you're a man.
Yeah, no, I'm the fucking man. Yeah.
Bringing in the dough.
No, but I usually do the dishes.
That's my okay. That's not
and
bad.
And I take out the garbage.
That sounds like the bare minimum. I like that.
Yeah. I also like doing the dishes. It's like therapeutic.
No, dishes. Yeah. People really would freak out about dishes. It's actually very satisfying. Yeah. Also, at the end when you clean the sink. Yeah. You look at it, look how fucking fresh that looks. I actually love it. I love that part. That part's the best. When you like, it's like you're saving up for that final fucking like. It's like the final cup of French fries at the bottom of a bag.
Do you think we could show this clip to HGTV and they might sponsor us?
Why not, dude?
I think they would.
Shout out to HGTV.
What is
shout
HGTV?
Out. It's like a home improvement kind of channel. They sell homes. They try to. It's
where the property brothers
are. How do you not know HGTV is?
Dude, I feel like I that's don't. Your bread and butter. I feel like it's TLC, HGTV, and Cops.
Dude, I do want to see the Cops reboot. It's like
they rebooted it?
Yeah, but it's only on like Fox News' streaming service.
Oh, yeah. And
that sounds very fun.
That sounds very scripted.
I mean, also, you can just, you know how many fucking cop shit is online on YouTube.
Oh yeah, yeah. Dude, that's half my
rabbit
feed
hole
is just watching like cops.
Yeah, dude, you already know it. You're just like my wife. That's what she falls asleep to now. It's like police brutality.
I just fall asleep to guttural screaming.
Well, and the thing is, I hate the cops. I'm not cheering for them, and I just get riled up for.
But then,
like, can you believe this shit? And then I just like.
Yeah, but then sometimes you'll see a clip of someone just being so insane. You're just like, yeah, get him, dude. Go get him.
There's a few. Yeah, we were like, oh, he kind of had that coming.
Yeah,
like,
that's what's fun about it is you can be like, dude, the cops fucking suck. And then you see a couple of clips of some people being crazy, and you're like, you fuck him up. It's a weird mix. Like,
yeah, there's one where the guy punched a lady in the face in front of cops in New York. Yeah. And they just tackled him. I was like, yeah, well, he had that coming. Like,
yeah, no.
They should have clapped and given him a medal.
I'm still just stuck on how a shirt has shrunk more than once.
Oh, it's, dude.
I've just never heard of that.
My Skank Fest hoodie is ruined, and that's been washed.
How, dude, what the fuck's
too
going on in your washer? What? How badly?
Well, we need a new one.
But, like, what are you putting into it?
Have you prayed recently?
I don't know what is going into it. I don't know.
I'm just seriously perplexed.
My dad gave us this washer and dryer because it was ruining his clothes.
Are you fucking serious?
And
wait, so you took a defective washer from your father.
Is this a real thing you're saying that your dad said, hey, have this washer and dryer, it's ruining my clothes, and then your clothes are starting to get ruined and you're like, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of.
Oh my God, dude.
But
life's going good for you.
We've had this washer and dryer for 3 years now, and we've been able to keep it at like healthy where it's not turning on us.
What are we doing to do that?
Do you like pet it?
What's changed from here to
now?
You
sometimes give it an extra dryer sheet?
I don't know. We keep changing the stuff we put into it. I think it's just
other than clothes?
I think it's the dryer. I don't think it's the washer.
You also just, well, what's going on with the dryer?
Well, I think that's what's shrinking the clothes. I think
how? Like, what is it, too hot?
Yeah, I think, well, and I'm putting it on low.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes I there's a point with you that I can't ask any more questions because I'm getting too frustrated.
I'm just still hung up on the fact that you take dollar store sleeping medication. Like, this could be the Michael Jackson shit and you don't know it.
Also, there could be nothing in there and you just think something
could just be sugar.
Yeah. I mean, it's working and it's only $1.25, so I keep spending money on it.
You got to manifest. Damn. You're probably keeping those stores in business, and I think that's important. Thank you for supporting.
I'm a huge fan of. You don't like Dollar Tree?
I haven't gone in there in like years. Actually, the last time I did, we got,
I think that's
hand sanitizer and like cheap lighters, and tried to light my friend's hand on fire. But the alcohol content was so low that we couldn't even see the flames.
There's good stuff at Dollar Tree.
Wait,
do you not go to Dollar Tree?
What is there in Dollar Tree?
What do you get? Yeah, what's the main shit you're getting?
Sleeping pills.
Outside of
sleeping pills.
Ibuprofen. Basically, all of our medicine comes from Dollar Tree.
Okay.
And same active ingredients as the stuff we were getting from Walgreens. We're just not spending
$8
a bottle.
How many pills do you get per bottle? Is it just like
30?
30?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. How much you spend on that bottle?
$1.20.
For ibuprofen.
With tax or after tax?
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I understand that. But is that the only thing you get there?
That's basically the medication.
You just get drugs at Dollar Tree?
We have gone one time, we went to the movies and we were like, hey, we don't want to pay $9 for a box of candy. So we grabbed a box of candy at the dollar store and then smuggled that into the movie.
What movie was it?
Dune.
Dune
was that
great.
Good choice.
Great movie,
dude.
I haven't been to a lot of movies in the last year, and
apparently Utah is the most. It's the one of the only states keeping the movie industry alive. Where a lot of box office earnings come from. Apparently, Utahns are very into movies still, which is great. I love a good flick.
Dude, I just saw a stat that was Utah is the most basketball courts per capita in the country.
Which,
and then it makes a lot of sense because all the
most
churches,
white people.
And I didn't. I was like, no, that's why. Yeah.
Yeah. If you take out the churches,
it's nowhere.
Where is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nowhere.
But the churches, that's keeping us afloat.
Yeah. If you go to a park, it's a pickleball court. You're not.
Yeah,
there's no basketball to be found.
I hate that.
No,
that
minorities.
Is that is Utah. I've never seen that in my life. I've never been to a park and seen a pickleball court until I moved here.
Well, definitely other parts of the country that have that.
Well, I'm not saying
Connecticut.
I hate pickleball.
I wasn't saying Utah's the only place that has pickleball.
No, but I do love that. That's our big flex. We got more fucking. We have all these basketball courts. We love basketball. You just need to join the church to use it.
I'd pay my tithing for that.
No, I did. They're fun. Church ball.
Yeah. Church ball is fun, and you'll hear a lot of racial slurs, which is fun as well.
I've never heard a racial slur.
I don't think I ever did either.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Wait, what?
We must have gone to the wrong church
ball. Where are you going to?
I went to the one at 1 a.m. It's an invite only.
So
shirts and skins.
I don't think that's not official.
I don't think that's
church
sanctioned.
Ball.
Yeah.
The bishop was running it. He charged us $25 a piece to get in. Winner takes all.
This doesn't feel real.
No, it was great. Dude, South Jordan, go.
Okay.
Go, dude.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I also don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't. I have a hard time.
You don't have to believe it. You just have to see it.
Okay.
You should come.
That sounds
next time
to the point of this of church ball.
That sounds like
of church
Santa
ball?
Claus.
Yeah.
Honestly, bro, you got
to
come.
You have to see it.
Time
to
and place.
It's not church ball, dude.
Yeah, that is antithetical to God.
So big news. August, I'm running half a marathon.
That's not happening.
Dude, I'm doing it.
I am looking forward to seeing you attempt that. That sounds fun.
I'm going to do it in 2 hours.
So in 2 months, you're going to run a half marathon?
Yes.
What's the average
time? I have no idea.
What's
I was just looking at what I want to do.
I like this, but you might be You might be
very slow.
I'd be walking it, which is fine. I'd still be proud.
Dude, I'm running it.
Okay, I'm having half marathon average time. Okay, let's go. Okay, by age and ability, let's see. A good half marathon time is an hour 50. The average half marathon time across it's the average. Okay, hold on. The fastest half marathon time is 58 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's insane.
Okay, male half marathon running times. A good half marathon time for a man is an hour and 43 minutes.
Okay, so I'm shooting.
The average half marathon time. Okay, that's the average across all ages.
Dude, I'm going to do it in 2 hours.
Okay, let's see. Well, how? Okay, what are you, 30?
Wait, are you saying I should do it faster?
Okay, it's about to be 30.
No, no, okay. Okay, so you're about you're 30.
Because I turn 31 things. Monday.
Okay, so you turn 31 Monday. Okay, so the average for age 30 for a beginner
we're 12
is 2 hours and 25 minutes.
I'm doing it in two hours.
What's your fastest mile right now, currently?
Right now?
Yeah, what's your average mile time?
8:30.
All right.
Can you maintain that?
No, like I can't maintain
that. 2.5
that,
hours?
So. Okay. So how... Okay, and then... So you have no free time, really.
Yeah, but I'm going to the gym every day.
But are you running on treadmill?
No.
Good.
And he's not playing video games. Okay. I think that's important.
And so the track is 1/8 of a mile. So you got to do 8 laps for a mile.
Yes.
And it's fun. Every day I start, like today at the gym, I start with 50 power cleans no matter what. Then I do the muscle group that I want to work out. And then I do 100 sit-ups. I do 50 push-ups. And then I run. Well, on chest day, I do 50 push-ups. And then I run.
Okay.
Yeah.
So remind me what this podcast is about.
It's a job interview.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I get the job or?
No.
Well, if you ask, keep interjecting like this.
Yeah.
You're not looking good. I'll shut up. That's probably
forgive me.
Bosses are talking right now.
Okay.
This is part of what happens at this fucking job is sometimes we start chatting.
Oh,
and
okay.
You're just a fucking subordinate. You have to listen.
I don't even have a job yet. You guys are acting like you pay me.
Job interview, dude.
Do you want this or do you not want it?
I feel like, why should I work for you guys? That's the real question.
Also, then we start backpedaling like, no, you really want this.
Do I want this job? Yeah.
This is the opportunity of a lifetime.
Trust me, you want
this. The benefits don't seem great. You guys don't even have a pickleball court. That's hurtful.
Yeah, but we do provide dental.
And
Okay. I'm in.
You already agreed and drove down here.
No, I rode in your car. Thank you for the air conditioning. It was quite nice. Yeah. I miss it right now.
I'm so sorry. My swamp cooler broke today.
His car has no air conditioning.
Oh, yeah. His car is
I drive an old 1988 Acura. It's fun. I love it. But no air conditioning. It's a fun car, but not right now.
So, yeah. So point is, it's just a interview to see if you want to continue to work with places that have air conditioning. So really want to work with me.
You have more air conditioning. Yeah, no air conditioning here. But in your, can I work specifically in your van? Yeah, is this a remote position?
We can go van life, remote. We can go walk in Starbucks.
Cool.
But can we adopt
a child?
It depends.
I feel like if you live in van life, you have to adopt a child.
I don't have
a child, but I don't think we can make a kid at this stage.
So far I don't like the direction you've gone because we don't need the kids. We don't need the kids yet.
Okay.
But I will say the thing that is going for you right now is you've already realized that part of this job is attacking Drew's outfits.
Okay. Glad I'm a culture fit so far.
So far.
Anyway, you guys can continue your conversation about dollar store bills.
We're starting right now.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm sitting next to Drew, I realize he has to get all this out to me because he really isn't able to.
Well, you can still get it out. I don't want you to leave stuff because he's not able to express himself
any other time of his day. So
that's understandable. Yeah.
And so he has to turn to me as his only lifeline. And then at some point I realized that we haven't talked to the guest for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then
that was fun. 16 and 20.
That's how much time we've been doing this.
So, if we cut out the racial slurs, probably only 10.
What is up with racial slurs? Church ball and now
it is a lot of, you're bringing slurs. Up a lot of racial
Dude, as
slurs.
As much as like I do like
I just good, I here's
I,
the thing.
I like a perfectly here's, timed racial slur.
Okay, mm-hmm. So here's the thing. When I'm coming into a person's home, which we're doing this in your home, I like to make them feel comfortable. And every time I look at you, I think this man loves some racial slurs.
He's not wrong.
Yeah,
see?
He's not wrong.
And but, I listened to the Chuck Fury episode.
That was also very Chuck.
And it was
that
also, is very Chuck. Also, I think every slur came from Chuck.
That's valid. It did. Like, but it I heard you giggle. I heard you giggle with like a childlike wonder.
Oh, of course. I mean,
you're like,
no, it's you
know? Especially coming from Chuck. It's
yeah, it is
fun.
Quite nice.
Well,
it rolls off the tongue.
It's
for
a,
him,
it's
not
a
me.
Laugh as well that is saying that's hilarious because we have to cut all this out now.
Yeah, there's another part, even though I didn't with Chuck. But
oh, it's all in?
How yeah. much of that episode did you cut?
Left
out?
Everything you said in.
Oh, I cut a few things out.
I was like, there's no way you left it all in.
Yeah, there are a few things I cut out.
Okay.
Yeah, also,
okay.
Chuck complained about me cutting out the part where he pulled out his scrotum.
Yeah.
Well, not only. He commented on the YouTube video of the episode and said, you ruined it.
Yeah, I like that. That is fun and cute.
That was fun. I like that.
It's a fun guy because I don't know anyone else that I have had those interactions with.
You know, him you and know? I did a very popular show. At the Fringe Festival called Three Frickin' Guys, which you guys have talked very highly about, which I appreciate.
It's a cool show.
It was a great show. And yeah, we did that show
Chuck
together.
Fury,
it was
EK
and me, which I feel like that's a pretty fun lineup. That's a lineup that you want to get some popcorn for because I was, I think, 22, 21 at that point. And Chuck was, I think, in his 50s and EK was probably in his 60s. And EK was like, this is the generational span of comedy. And I was like, yeah, no, sure. We don't need a 30-year-old. We don't need a 40-year-old. We don't need a 45. Thank we God, just Brian. Need the youngest and the oldest. And interesting time. Interesting time. But I appreciate you guys speaking so highly of it throughout throughout the mics.
Well, we want to know more about.
Yeah. Well, how did you guys come up with the name?
I did not come up with it at all. So what happened was EK called me one time and he was trying to work some, you know, jokes by me. And I didn't understand a single word he was saying, but he was like, do you want to do the Fringe Festival? And I thought we were talking about the Edinburgh Fringe Festival that's in Ireland.
It's just,
and I was like, that sounds incredible. And I was like, yeah. Like, do you think I was just like trying to like. Why is this man asking me to fly to Ireland to do a show with me,
Scotland,
Chuck,
by
and
the way.
Him? Scotland. Yeah, sorry, my bad.
Same difference.
My
shut
dad.
Your fucking mouth, dude.
Wait,
fuck Britain. So he was like, oh no, they do a Fringe Festival at the Gateway. And I lived at the Gateway at the time. I was like, okay, yeah, that sounds fun. And then he said, we're going to call it Three Frickin' Guys. And I'm like, why? He's like, because it's Three Frickin' Guys. And I'm like,
got
I see
got a point
no flaws in that logic. And then we did, I think, 4 shows in 4 days to a room of probably like 20 or so people.
I can't even believe there's that many people there.
It was a surprisingly fun show. That being said, every single time, one of the comics, I don't want to like name names. Actually, I don't know if they know how to use.
Isn't
it
just 2 people?
Yeah, I feel bad because legitimately I had to follow EK after he said his N-word joke in front of at least 2 black people every single night for 4 nights straight. And it made me a better comedian and also a lot angrier at EK.
So was 3 retards taken?
It wasn't. I knew a good friend of mine that really wanted to use that for his podcast name. But I think they ended up settling with Let's Get Fired. So
Shots fired.
Boom.
Well,
that was fun for me.
That's a cool moment right there.
I like that clip. I hated the fact that I just said boom. You know,
I
feel
really,
bad about
I really,
that. I hated
I
that. I hated
really
that
like
so
that.
Much.
Yeah. You should work that into
no,
your comedy
never.
Sketches.
How about tonight at the open mic, you incorporate a good boom?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do a set. Boom. I'm not going to do a boom. Trey Lamb follows me enough, and he says that about me after my set.
Why do you don't listen to him, dude?
Why? He's funny. He's a great guy.
Don't listen to anyone.
No, he's funny. Trey Lamb is a very funny individual.
You might be misunderstood. You're misunderstood right now. Because Trey knows what works for Trey. He doesn't know you.
You know what?
You know,
this says a lot about society.
When's the last time you hung out with Trey?
When was the last time you wore different pants?
Like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, you're making some good points. I think I have a total of 3 pants.
So that's an issue.
Yeah, it's fun. I just do laundry a lot.
Those seltzer burps are gnarly.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
Thank you.
Did I burp or did he?
I think you did, but he also has.
Okay.
They were close to the same time.
Okay. We also had Chinese food right before this, so I'm sure you're getting a little.
Also, I want to point out that before I drove here, Drew called me and he's like, you know, it'd be super fun. Let's do a pride themed episode because we have Spencer on and me. And we're both bi, and he's like, maybe we can totally do jokes, whatever, that like convinces him that the only way he'll prove that he's bi to us is if he sucks my dick. And I was like, that's how he's going to prove himself?
Well, that's not what I said.
He wants, what he was saying, Spencer, is he only thinks you're bi if you suck his dick, which, Drew, what are you trying to say?
That's not what I said.
If we're going to make this a gay episode, if we're going to make this a pride episode, I feel like the only person that needs to come out in this room is you, Drew. And that's fine. I support you in your journey.
Here's the things that are wrong here. I'm finding out right now that you're bi.
Really?
Didn't you call him before this?
No. What I said was
he's
to
doing
prove
a bit.
That he is an ally.
No, you did not say that.
That is not what you said.
That is what I said. Because I am finding out that detail right now.
Why would you suck your dick?
Guys, I'm not out.
I said ours, but.
No, don't worry. We can cut a lot of this out.
No, it's fine. We don't have to.
Leave it in.
I prefer you cut out the boom part because I feel bad about that.
You're not the first person on this podcast to come out as bisexual.
Yeah. Wait, who else?
Jack Cropper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking love Jack Cropper. That's a hot looking man.
You're not the first one. But still, the fact that you're like, I want him to suck my dick, that's all I know he's bi.
That's not what I said.
I listened to it.
Dude, you were hearing what you wanted to hear.
No,
Drew, can I ask you a question?
That is 1,000%.
No.
Because I said, no, I was like, we do like a pride thing. We're like, dude, how are you actually an ally? Like, if you're not, we'll suck our dicks. Like, that is verbatim what I just said.
Well, no, it's
verbatim what I just said is what I said on the phone.
Drew?
So this
still,
actually
still,
happened.
Still, Drew.
This actually happened. Okay.
Drew, still break so, down what you're saying.
Drew, can you ask?
So you want him suck your dick so now you know that he supports the LGBTQ community.
Well, I was making
We skipped
a, joke.
A lot of levels.
Is it a joke?
Yeah, is it?
That wouldn't.
Is it?
I, is what it I said,
do you want me to give you a good old gluck 2000s?
I don't.
I don't know. How do I know he's an ally?
Yeah.
I
see no flaws in this logic.
I was wanting to make jokes.
Is
this because I did the gay show?
Wait, what?
Is this because I did the gay show?
Wait, what gay show?
Oh my god.
Is it the
This is the Waikiki one.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah. It was a great show. But no, I get booked to do I think 7 minutes at Waikiki. And I was like, great. And they put out the flyer and it says all queer.
No, that's the same thing happened to me.
Yeah. I'm not out.
I didn't know it was an all queer show.
Neither did I.
put me on it.
And here's the thing. I haven't really come out to anyone except for close friends. And that's still a question I'm continually answering. There's nuance. Anyway, but 4 days before the show, the booker texts me. He's like, wait, you're queer, right? And I'm like, well, I'm not out. And they're like, okay, that's fine. And I'm like, cool. That's fun. Anyway, show.
What would they have said if you said no?
I think they probably would have asked for another comic. And honestly, I was I tried to be as professional as I could about it. I was like, hey, I'm not out publicly, you know, and all that stuff. So people don't know or anything like that. I didn't say I was. I didn't say I wasn't. I was very neutral about the situation. I can point out some really great queer comics if you want someone that's a little bit more flamboyant.
It's a supportive show because then Craig will touch you with his claw hand.
Yeah. Dude, the first time I ever did that show, I go up and I did it with Adam Broud. And I had it was one of those improv hybrid shows. And it was just a straight comedy
always,
improv.
Which is always not good.
It's interesting. It is interesting.
Two things should not go together. improv and stand-up.
I've seen it actually I would disagree. I've seen it done well at times.
No, that's not real.
Hey, it's fine.
No, you know Nami, you love Nami, don't you? No, I know what you mean, but the chance of those going well is low.
I think it depends on the quality of the improvisers and the quality of the comedians. Honestly, quality of the improvisers more than the comedians, because even if a comedian bombs, the improvisers, if they're good at what they do, they can still make something funny out of
that. And now do you see how what I said is even more true? You have to have great improvisers.
That's valid. It's harder in Utah to find good improvisers.
And it's just
we don't have the compass players.
Improv is just a different animal. But
it is a completely different animal.
Anyways.
But no, Nami Eskandarian. You know Nami Eskandarian. I don't know if you do, but
no.
Nami's one of like genuinely one of the funniest people I know. But he has an improv troupe, and me and Sam D'Antuono did like a hybrid improv show. There's a lot of hybrid improv shows nowadays, hybrid stand-up improv. Anyway, and it was a blast. Like genuinely fun crowd, genuinely fun people, and the improv was actually pretty solid.
There we go.
Yeah. It was Star Wars themed, except no one did a Star Wars joke, and the improvisers had no idea what Star Wars was, which seemed odd, but it was fun.
It's
May 4th. Let's go.
Are you into history at all?
A decent amount, but not like I don't know dates and shit.
No, like World War II at all?
Yeah, I know a decent amount about it.
It's crazy because I get more into it.
Today's D-Day.
Yeah, D-Day.
Love it.
And
pour one out for the homies.
And like the main thing, it's like it's just crazy to look at like the old like Axis powers and like what's going on with Italy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what makes. But also, especially during this month, it's like even more exciting to see the Allies, see what they were doing. And so to further that, do you think you're would have been an Axis power or an ally in World War II?
It depends on what country I was born in. But if I would stay in the country that I'm in currently, I probably would have been in the Allies.
Okay.
But
I don't know. I don't sometimes when I look at you, you just look a little ambiguous.
Thank you.
So to know that for sure, do you think you could suck Drew's dick so we know you're an ally?
I think what we really need to talk about is we need to tackle Drew's sexuality real quick.
I haven't really wanted to.
Well, I could tell.
Well, the whole thing.
Here's the thing. I listened to a lot of this podcast before because Drew asked me to do it just so we could get an extra listener, which I understand. So he was like, most of the things that they talked about where you got really uncomfortable is when someone questioned your sexuality. Well, and usually when that happens, there's something there.
Exactly.
There's something there, and that's okay. Can I ask you this question? When is the last time you felt the embrace of a man? Like a passionate, just loving.
It's like, hey, love you, man. Here's a hug.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a great clip. I'm real. I'm giving real answers.
Okay.
That's good.
Appreciate that.
I feel like I gave you a hug recently. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be right back with a word from our sponsors.
Like a bro hug, or is like, hey, dude, I love you, and like giving a hug.
Well, actually, do you tell your bros that you love
them? I've bro hugged, like you know, you do the pat on the back.
But do you hold it ever?
No.
No?
No hold?
No.
Oh. Did your dad hug you growing up?
No.
Have you ever told a homie that, like, hey, man,
dude,
I love you?
I've said this, I haven't said this on stage, but when I left to go on my mission, my dad hugged me, and it was the first time ever.
Really?
And he also had a tear coming down, and I'd never seen him cry. And I went through TSA incredibly uncomfortable,
because
I could not get that image out of my head, and it was like disgust. Like,
really?
No, dude.
Oh, no.
Dude, it is so funny.
That is sad.
No, it is, because it's like, and sad, because you're so used to your dad not showing any emotion. The moment he did, you're like, fucking bitch. I'm a warrior going out to Central America.
I'm gonna go colonize Central America.
I'm gonna go down
talk
there
to
as,
him about Jesus, bro.
And you show them
get some sales.
The power of white people, and be like, hey, look, you guys doing it all wrong. What you should be doing is living in Spokane, Washington.
That is
living the dream. We're all happy up there. But it's okay. I get it. It's not like my dad cried a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, but honestly, I don't think that's a good thing. They have to show a little bit. It's not like they have to be fucking sobbing all the time, but
yeah.
For you to see your dad crying to say goodbye to you, and you were moving through the TSA like,
oh, I did not like
you're
that.
Gonna throw
I did
up,
not like that.
God the fuck, dad.
No.
Do you tell your homies that you love them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hey man, love you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Do you like stare into the eyes for?
I don't know if you have to. No, like, you don't have to stare him in the eye, but
like over. I think it's important sometimes.
Like
not every day, yeah. But sometimes.
Well, no, but that's not even like a uniquely like men thing. That's like humans in general.
Which part?
Oh, just like looking someone in the eyes and saying "I love you." Like that's.
I mean, I think it's a. It's not that. Are you saying it's uncommon?
It's a great way to start a new
job.
It's very
uncomfortable. Around the only person in the world who I feel comfortable doing that with is my wife. And before I met her,
What about this? Did you have a lot of close friends growing up?
In high school, yeah.
And was it like through sports or like?
No, like my best friend from high school. He went to another high school.
Of course,
like
just like your girlfriend.
Yeah. No, but like we grew up together. Like our moms were best friends. That's how we knew each other.
I had one of those.
So then like we were raised together, and we were always like I played receiver at my school. He played quarterback at his school. So we'd go in the backyard and like run routes for hours.
I'll be honest right now. Like I feel like I didn't say it enough growing up with my friends, because also it's not something I heard a lot at home. Like my mom would say it. My dad wouldn't say it. And also, looking back though, like I remember those times where I struggled to be like, oh, I love you, like even to like my parents, to like my parents, to like to my wife, and then
it's understandable,
but just because I was just more uncomfortable.
Well, also
showing
like
that.
My
love is vulnerable.
I didn't want to be, I didn't want to be vulnerable. Yeah. Yeah. But looking back on
don't
it, it's like,
me.
It's. I feel like it's so much better to be like,
Also, like, so my mom was like close to her dad and not her mom. Well, she was close to her mom too, but like a lot closer to her dad. And so she adopted a lot of his characteristics, a guy from the Great Depression.
Hell yeah.
And so my mom also is like doesn't hug or say,
eat some nails.
Yeah. And so, no one in my family hugs each other.
My sister conversation
came here 2 weeks ago to visit.
Yeah. Did you like give him a firm handshake and say, please vote for me?
My wife, when I
bro, that had some decibels too.
I meet up with my wife and my sister, and my wife is like, give your sister a hug. Like,
I
mean, at least, the very least, you should just hug your sister goodbye.
Yeah.
You know,
and I did.
Leaving,
I did that, and it wasn't like
you see them, and when they leave,
it wasn't like wasn't like I felt a desire to do it. But
wait,
in my head, I was like, "Oh, this is the socially correct thing to do in this moment."
How do you show love to your sister,
or in general,
that way? Yeah, in general, that's a
better
question.
What's the main way? Like
sister sounds a little Alabama-y.
This is getting very heavy. I like it.
Guess what? It's way more exciting.
It's great.
This is
more
exciting.
This is, I wanted to take it here.
About where you work. It's probably AutoZone, and then I got fired from that because I'm autistic.
No, you should know autistic people are great with numbers and parts. Talk to Andres Herrera about that. He'll tell
Andres
you.
Andres can shut the fuck up, okay? Because
he had a great episode.
He had a great episode because I made it good.
Yeah. Also,
the
ego
comes out. Look at you.
That's just me being honest.
I'll say a thing. I
love
that. I don't believe he has autism.
Is there a capture test I could pass for autism?
Maybe you have a hint of it, but.
A hint?
Yeah, but like, there's a lot.
I'm the LaCroix of autism?
Autism. Stolen valor.
I'll calm this down. I'll calm this down, Spencer.
I'm not mad.
The only reason he's saying that is because out of everyone here, Drew seems the most like he has autism.
Do you feel bad because you're usually the most autistic person?
Well, no, I don't. So my brother actually
is that how you got
autism? It was a little more extreme.
Yeah,
and so
the thing about autism is that
people are like, sometimes uncomfortable in social situations. I have autism. Like, no, we're all uncomfortable.
Okay. Do you have a panic attack when you wear shorts?
No.
Okay. Cool. You're not autistic. Yeah, I mean, look at that. Look at that.
Honestly,
is there a capture test for autism?
No, but looking at your outfit, you should have a panic attack. The idea that you put this on, hey, man, confident about the old, that should this lead you to a panic attack.
Me or him?
No, me.
He's wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should have. Shorts? Look at, I don't think, I don't wish a panic attack on you. That being said, one thing I do wish for you is a good, warm embrace from someone that you love that's not just your wife.
Oh.
I'm not saying that you should open up the marriage.
That is real.
I'm saying that you deserve love. You deserve to feel safe and seen.
He's being very accurate. That's exactly what you do need that.
Someday we'll have kids and then I'll
Here's the thing. Drew, there is 8 billion people on this earth. Some of them have hygiene. All right. Hug those people.
Also,
it's not a hygiene thing. I'm not like,
Drew, you're looking, at your outfit right now. You're thinking about the way you're living your life right now. And you think, you know what, if that the only, you know how I'll get to love? I'll just have a kid and it'll solve all this. And all of a sudden I'll be loving and helpful. Dude, it's like some of the shit you want to tackle before throwing a child into this, who then you can fuck up.
I hug my dog.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But dude, no, you hold your dog.
Well,
it's so small. Dude, I could pick it up with a finger.
I'll put his paws on my shoulder and I'll just hold him. And
also, dude,
yeah, you're holding him.
It doesn't have
And you also could kill him.
It doesn't have to start with you. So it's just a power thing. Just saying, I love you all the time. It can start with just being like, hey, man, like, great seeing you. Always love seeing you.
Yeah.
No, and it,
you could also say, I appreciate you.
I'm not. Yeah,
because there's a hardness around your heart.
No, and this is, my wife has a problem with this.
Hey, Drew. Hey, Drew. Hi. Hey, Drew. I love you.
Nice.
I love you.
Nice.
I love you.
Hug him right now.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Cuck him right now?
I said hug him right now.
Oh, okay. That was two different things.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Let's not do that.
What is your wife?
Yeah, no, I don't,
what were you saying before that your wife doesn't like?
Oh, she thinks that I am keeping stuff in.
You are.
Absolutely.
You know why I know that? Because I am. And if
so am I.
I definitely know you are.
Yeah.
And look at the way I'm dressed. And I am keeping shit in.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, it's a tough thing. Because, like, yeah, we're all about the same age. And there's a lot of shit that happened as growing up that, like, made me feel like expressing myself actually hurts me. It isn't fun. And then the older I've got, then it starts to flip on its head where you're like, when I express myself less, that makes me feel worse.
Yeah.
And
gotta get it out. It's
that's
like a phone.
Kind of the mind fuck is it's like a paradox. Cause
yeah,
that's where I'm at now. It's like a lot of my emotional problems and this affects.
Can you call me?
Yeah. And this affects comedy. This affects everything. It's just like, oh, when I'm like not expressing myself, I just feel so much more lost and like, and just like weird.
Searching for meaning.
And don't feel like, I'm like.
Yeah, but I'm not searching for meaning. I feel fine.
You don't feel fine. You don't feel fine,
dude.
You're
taking back. Okay. You're taking dollar store sleeping pills to sleep. You're searching for something. It's okay.
There's only one way I'd believe you felt fine right now. And that would be if the Zags had won the national championship. Yeah. Then you would be feeling fine.
You know what?
Dude, this is insane. All right, I'll tell you. I'm going to be vulnerable with you guys for a second.
Thank you.
Okay? I have...
Lucky.
Driven in my truck, right?
Uh-huh.
And imagining the idea of them winning the national championship almost makes me want to cry.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
You should do it in front of your father.
I told Amanda that... If they make it to the title game this year and it looks like they're about to win, I'm going to have to go to a different room.
I know, dude. Because it's
Zags?
Like,
who are the Zags?
It's Gonzaga.
Gonzaga. Okay, I understand. I just didn't know their surname.
Well, it's my favorite sports team.
No, you're just following. Okay. You're following the typical dude route. I get it. Because sports are safe. They're fun. They bring you a lot of joy and pain. But when like your team starts to really start to win, it's like all the green lights emotionally start to turn on. Where you're finally letting yourself feel everything.
You're projecting.
You're like, oh my God, we won another game in the playoffs. Yeah. And it's like you're just finally giving in to like your emotions and like feeling good, which also then leads to feeling bad. But like usually.
Dude.
Like, that's why dudes.
When the Seahawks won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I was in Guatemala.
Yeah.
Right? And I was knocking doors and we knocked on someone's door and they were watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, do you want to come in? And they like let us in. And I'm just like watching and they're up like 35-0. And I'm like, holy shit, they just won. And then I leave that person's house, right? And I'm just walking down the street, and my parents like, dude, what's wrong with you? And I'm just like staring at the stars. And I'm just like,
bro,
they did it.
That sounds like a perfect. That sounds like a perfect fireside talk. We start
walking back towards our house, and I just screamed as loud as I could.
Oh my! Guess what? You should say that in a talk or a fireside talk. You would probably get five people to spend their missions. Because that way, finally, the Jazz could win an NBA Finals.
That's different. I don't know if that's going to happen. But, you know, but
hey, if enough people go on a mission, it'll happen.
No, God's but like. Team. But see, it's like, but it's like moments like that. But like, think about like in the moment, like how you felt there. We just feel like free.
Oh yeah,
you know, you just so feel good. Like it. It's like,
well, something happy has to happen for me to feel that.
No, well, exactly. But well, what, I think what I've realized
isn't existing
though,
happy.
Yeah, I love being here.
Right. Exactly. So that's worth it enough. I'm aware how sappy that sounds.
And it's like, well, yeah, that's
for me. Sound like Ram Dass.
It's a similar thing where it's like these big moments happen, and I love it. But then I realize like when I feel that way and have such a good time, I'm like, why can't I feel like this more in my normal life? Not that I need like everything.
We need more Molly.
Like fireworks and champagne, and Molly is great.
Molly's
but even
great.
Then, it's like Molly, because I've done Molly a bunch, and
never
the difference between like when I'm not feeling as good of a mental health space and when I'm in a good mental health space, Molly's way better when I'm in a good mental health space.
Yeah.
And it's even Molly. It's like, it just takes where you're at and say, we'll elevate that. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah. So like it's that for me in my whole thing, I'm like, I'm just tired of kind of not living my life, like in a better way where I'm like just enjoying shit.
No,
more.
You're right. I'm seeing a therapist.
Really? That's awesome.
That
is so cool.
So
it's awesome.
Once a week?
I've seen him twice. No,
better
like
help.
Once every 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. If you're going at least like if you're going like once every other week, that's good.
Yeah. No.
I do one session for 2 hours a month.
I've done.
It's great.
I've done 2 or 3 visits now, so I'm almost fixed.
Yeah.
I know. He's saying that as a joke, dude.
But
this not.
No.
Mental health is
a problem. Like my wife will be like,
get help.
Can we have a real conversation? And then I'm just like,
Don't worry, dude. I get in the same boat where you're just like, what do I need to say to get out of this? Yeah. I want to go back to looking at TikTok. But then there's a certain amount of time that passes where I'm like, I feel like I'm just doing the same shit every
day.
Well,
and that's the thing.
It's a numbing. You numb yourself.
I don't scroll on social media. I don't, like, I'm posting shit, but like, YouTube, that's my vice. I watch like
YouTube's
long.
Great.
I just watched a YouTube documentary today about the 2010 to 2013 Seahawks.
Dude,
did you see the Disneyland Star Wars hotel video?
It's
like 4 hours long. This girl went to it and does like a deep dive on the like anything possible.
Yeah, I've seen
about the Star Wars hotel.
It's supposed to be pretty bad.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
The main thing is it's the price that cost to get in there.
Yeah, it was like $4,000 for like an okay suite. No, it's insane.
But,
it's for wealthy people and it just.
No, but dude, going back to you saying that YouTube's your vice, like,
sorry.
There's a lot of shit on YouTube that's great and super fun.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't have to be like a vice, but like. Like just because you're like watching something that you enjoy, that's not a vice.
Well,
obviously,
if
it's all you're doing as a problem,
no. And
but like, dude, if
that's
it's
why
like,
I'm not playing video games. Not that I was playing a lot. I was maybe playing 3 games.
Like
of FIFA
sometimes
a week.
The way you're describing your life right now, it does seem like it's devoid of like any enjoyment.
Oh well, that's because I'm poor.
No, that's not the case.
People have fun.
Yeah.
Especially today. Like,
do you think that you don't deserve fun because you're poor?
Well, to usually do something fun, I have to spend money, right?
No, not entirely.
No, do you have YouTube?
Hiking,
you have YouTube.
Yeah.
You have tons. Yeah.
And you also have a woman downstairs that loves you, with a dog that loves you. You can spend time with her.
Dude,
that's fun.
Well, and
marriage
I
is fun.
I do that.
You don't have to like.
Also, yeah.
That is actually insane. The only way you can have fun is if you're spending money.
Well, I mean. That this is a problem.
That is what you said.
Yeah.
That is what you said.
And honestly, so dude, like, going to an open mic.
If Amanda and I are going to go ice skating, we got to spend money to go ice skating.
Why don't you guys just go on a walk and look around at flowers? Like, there's flowers around here.
That sounds so terrible.
Why?
I know you didn't want to say terrible there. What's the word you wanted to say?
Enjoyable.
What's the word you wanted to
say? Fruitful. I didn't say it. I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you going to say gay?
I wasn't gonna say.
You were gonna
say,
oh, okay.
Sure, dude.
So now we're gonna bring it back.
No,
we're gonna bring it back.
Dude, it's Florida in this house. We don't say K.
Ayo.
Ayo.
That was funny.
DeSantis.
Yeah.
Who unironically does look gay.
Oh, did you read Roy Wood Jr.? I mean, did you watch Roy Wood Jr.'s White House correspondence speech last year?
No.
Dude. Genuinely hilarious, but one of the jokes that he wrote was if you're HIV positive in Florida, it's no longer called HIV positive, it's called Disney Plus, and that killed me.
It's a great joke.
Solid joke. Roy Wood Jr., look him up. It's okay.
Don't be afraid when you find out he's black.
That's why I said it's okay.
Drew. Anyways, So
I think the way that this podcast needs to end, I'm not saying we should end it now because we haven't even talked about me at all.
No, we don't need to.
I'm aware. Wait,
here's one thing you didn't, I don't know if you understood about this podcast. It's a job interview.
Okay.
It's so much that's just based off vibes. We're just listening to you, hearing how you talk, how you interact. And right now, this seems like an exact kind of thing that we'd need in the office. We'll continue.
Let's talk about the benefits package later. What I'm saying is when we end this podcast, it should end with us three hugging in frame you can feel safe.
No,
I saw that. I apologize. I should have asked to touch you.
We're
consent
we're
is
good.
Important, people.
So,
I feel like your listeners need to hear that.
So what's the last time you cried?
That wasn't sports related.
No. I'll count it because the Zags haven't done a lot.
They haven't won.
We'll count it.
Because they have done a lot. Nine straight Sweet 16s is a lot.
They're blue bloods.
Sweet 16s. What's that?
They're blue.
What's that?
This is also
shut the fuck up, dude.
I'm sorry.
Also, I know that there's some people have been questioning if you're bi. The fact that you don't know what the Sweet 16 is definitely.
I just through life. He was like, dude, nobody knows.
No one knows.
The NBA playoffs right now. What?
But I was
that's valid. That's
really
valid.
Before we started this podcast, I didn't know the finals were happening.
I had no idea. No idea.
Also,
I actually felt bad because I was roasting this lady. This open mic once that she was watching the Denver Nuggets game because like who the fuck watches that? Turns out it was the playoffs and that's my bad.
I do like to like who the fuck watches.
Also, Denver? what was your clever roast? I want to hear. Yeah,
I don't even remember what it was. I don't remember.
I was dropping nukes on her.
No, I didn't say. Also, did I say dropping nukes?
Also, I want to point out.
I said I was roasting.
I want to point out some stuff. There's three points.
Yeah.
Who the fuck watches the Denver Nuggets? Nuggets fans. And then
that's valid. I just didn't know of any Nuggets fans.
No, wait.
Okay.
Second point.
Okay.
The best player in the NBA plays for the Nuggets.
Here's the thing. I had no idea about that. The only thing I know about that player is that he hates his job. And he just wants to be at home with his wife and horses. He's a cool guy.
The third point to watch the Nuggets this year is they won the finals last year.
Here's the thing.
So, like, there's
did
a lot
I know
of,
that?
Actually,
oh, no, yeah. Sorry. Well, last year was a rough year.
But I like the fact that you're like, where the fuck would you watch the Denver Nuggets?
Why, when you roast something, you
don't watch any sports. You're just projecting onto her.
I am.
Why the fuck
absolutely.
Would you watch this team? And then she's like,
you know why?
Great?
You know why I was projecting on her?
Why?
Because Drew hasn't gotten a genuine hug in quite some time.
It is true. But also, I feel like you haven't either.
Yeah.
Also, no, I hugged someone yesterday.
Rough year?
Yeah. No, genuinely.
Why was last year rough year?
Yeah, I want to hear about that.
Oh, I had a breakup with a woman, and that was just a rough time. We
How
were together
long
for
were
a long
together?
Time, about 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, we lived together, had a dog, the whole nine yards.
Who kept the dog?
Neither of us. I did for a bit, and then I couldn't take care of it anymore.
All right.
Wait, you didn't give it to her.
I did not. Well, she didn't want anything to do with the dog.
Okay. So that's about as the worst possible option.
Yeah. No. So, but it's with a family friend now, and it's a genuinely happy dog. I visit it every 2 weeks, and I love that dog. It's still in
we
my
didn't
life.
Love it enough to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's valid. Unfortunately, K
capitalism, need a job, and I can't take care of a German Shepherd when I'm working 8 hours a day and it's staying home alone. It's just not fair to it.
They actually...
No,
wait. The last part is true. Yeah. The last part is true.
Also,
it was very hard to do, but in the end, I'm glad I did it.
Okay. No, it's actually good reasons.
Also, capitalism need a job. Like, do they not have jobs in Sweden? Like this.
Well, there's a work life balance. There's a work life balance in Sweden. At least.
Sure, but you still have to have a job.
Yeah. You do still have to have a job. But I like it's
most insane. Yeah, you do. Like,
also, I mean,
capitalism. I mean, need a job.
Also, like, I will say too. I mean, just like take like the idea of capitalism out of it.
Yeah.
If you've ever had like 3 or 4 days in a row where you're not working. And you don't really do anything, by the third or fourth day, you're like, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like,
purpose is important in a job provides that.
This podcast
jobs aren't bad necessarily.
Has gotten so much better since I started working this trucking job.
You need.
I'm actually now you give a shit. Actively put in shit out.
Yeah. But
proud of you.
We were something we were talking about.
Proud of you.
I feel like it had to do with Drew. And I think really what it was the last time you cried.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Anytime.
Nah, I can't talk about that.
It doesn't. If it's a little too personal, that's okay. You could say too many months ago. You don't have to say exactly what it is. If it's too personal, you don't have to say it. But you can say how many months ago it was.
October of 2023.
Okay, so that's
good amount of time. Good amount of time.
No, but that's a good. That's what is that? 6 to 9 months.
Yeah, that's a good amount of time. Yeah, a little.
Here's
the thing. Crying is a release. It's okay to cry. If you cry, there's such a thing as crying too much.
I will say, I, especially when I'm not in a better mental health space, I can find myself trying to resist crying or I just feel more numb.
Yeah.
And that was the thing. Like, I was always told, like, don't cry. Like, dude, I remember in like some, even like just not my parents, like
society.
In middle school, I was on the track team and someone threw a discus out, like where all the middle schoolers were stretching, and a high schooler threw a discus out and it hit me in the head and fucked me up. And then the coach is like, your mom's come in. We called her like, cause had a goose head on my head. Yeah. They're gonna have to take me to the hospital.
The discus is like the heavy.
Yeah, it's super heavy metal disc.
Yeah.
And all I could hear was like there was a baseball field next to the track, and you could hear them doing like batting practice. And you know like that distinct sound of like the clink. Aluminum bats. Yeah. I thought someone hit me in the head with a bat.
Oh my God.
What I thought happened.
Yeah.
Because I was on the ground stretching, looking this way, and the disc hit me in the back of the head. And then my track coach, like, your mom's coming. When you see her, don't cry.
Dude, he's just trying to save his fucking job.
He's trying to avoid a lawsuit.
Dude, I didn't even think it crossed my mind to not cry. And then as soon as I saw my mom, I just get my head.
Oh, yeah. It's so crazy when that, like, because, yeah, it's crazy. You're like, yeah, I'm okay. And then you see, like, your mom or somebody, you're like, fuck, dude.
Once you see safety.
No, so the last time you cried was like October.
Yeah.
Don't get into it. It's okay. But last time you ever cry watching like a movie?
Oh, dude. Well, I've only had like almost cries during movies.
Yeah, you get a little choked
because
up.
Sometimes you can
fight it.
Yeah.
Last time, Amanda, we were watching Marley and Me.
That'll do it, bro.
Oh my fuck. God,
dude, I'm watching this, and the end, I just start laughing,
but like tears.
Oh god,
I'm making sure that I'm dry because I'm not crying in front of Amanda about Marley and Me.
I think Amanda would like it if you cried in front of her.
Well, Amanda would have loved it.
Yeah. Didn't want your wife to be happy.
She would have asked to suck your dick right there.
Yeah. You don't need me to do it. You need her to do it.
I'm not trying to single you out as a lawyer because this shit happens to me all the time where I can feel a tear welling up, or if I'm like talking about a song to Ellie. And then I could feel like a tear welling up, and I'm like, I can't cry forever. Oh. And I'm like, why not? But there's this part of me that's like totally resist it.
No, legitimately.
Like, no, can't do it. Can't do it.
Dude.
Dude.
Yeah.
Anytime it does happen, she loves it.
I don't think I've ever cried during a movie. I've had like a ton of close calls. Marley and Me was intense.
Marley
and
Me
then
got me.
For yeah. 2 hours,
La La Land got me.
I just stood holding my That's dog's right. face. La La and I was Land. Like, I love you so much. Like,
not crying though.
Yeah. No, now, if I'm ever like trying to hold back tears, like my brain and soul just is a
dude.
Like it legitimately, I can hear it in my head.
I'll get to the point where I just like can't really talk for a bit because I know if I start to talk, I'm gonna cry. And
yeah,
I'm like, can't do that, can't do that.
Nope.
Which is crazy because it's like, and then like whenever it does happen where I start to cry, like I was like, I can't remember, I was on TikTok, like watching videos of like, I don't know, it was like some kid like getting his, like being able to like his colorblindness, like they put on those colorblind glasses and they can like see
colors,
and they like start to cry. I just will start to sob. Dude, and like, and really? When I actually start,
those won't get me.
Those get me. Soldiers returning home to their kids.
Yes.
Like all the classic like tearjerker stuff. Like once I actually start to cry, I'm like, I'm always like, why do I resist this? It's like when you finally
it's like a breath of fresh air.
Let yourself throw up.
Yeah.
And you're like, it wasn't so that bad. And now I feel so much
better. I usually only do like 2 to 3 tears top.
Watch to try to.
Ever seen Warrior?
No.
Oh, dude, you should watch Warrior.
Oh, wait, the Warrior? Fighting movie?
Yeah. The Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
Is it the two brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I watched that a few months ago.
Inside Llewyn Davis.
What part almost makes you cry?
Dude, like the story between the brothers when he finally taps and they walk out like holding. But I'll tell you a film I watched like recently. I'm trying to think if I'm watched recently that made me cry.
Honestly, Inside Llewyn Davis. No, have you ever seen that movie?
That didn't make me cry. I saw it in theaters.
Okay. I watched it and I had a rough
go. I might
go
have to watch things. Marley and Me again.
No, I could find you some other.
Oh, Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl. That's a good one.
Ever see? And this is actually an honest question. It's not just a joke,
dude.
Joke film. If you, it's funny to say that this would be a joke film. Have you seen Schindler's List?
It's sad.
Yeah. What?
Wait, there's just a single red coat in there, and I didn't understand the punchline. This is the worst comedy I've ever seen.
No, this is real. It's a
documentary, right?
Yeah, it's an amazing. It's an amazing.
Liam Neeson is immortal.
I've cried watching.
I remember
Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Yeah.
Almost made me cry.
That's good.
But I'm glad that you're not. I was watching it in front of my family.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I can't. That's understandable. Well, that's where I'm like, oh, I'm not. With my family, it was like, you can't be caught.
Dude, if Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. That's a great one.
Great. I've definitely cried.
Dude, if you were caught crying in front of my family, you would never hear the end of it.
Yeah, no, don't worry.
Sounds like your family has some shit to work through.
Don't worry. I got used to having to hide my emotions around my family because I thought I'd get made fun of or whatever. But, like, dude, if I watch The Lord of the Rings, I cry.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Samwise Frodo, just.
Dude,
I'll carry you.
Dude, Amanda had never seen. So her grandpa tried to get her to watch them as a kid, but she, like.
Witchcraft.
Hey, Drew, where's your restroom? I'm going to go.
Yeah, just one door over. I don't know. Do we cut this out or do we
leave it in? Leave it in.
So Amanda never had seen it as an adult, and then we watched it. And the second movie, not the last one, because usually everyone cries at the farewell.
Yeah,
Second movie, and Sam like gives his speech about the overcoming all the evil in the world. I turn to Amanda, and she just all coming out.
Oh yeah, no, that'll get me too. No, dude, because it's like what I like about like something from like The Lord of the Rings and a lot of movies like this is like it's like seeing these dudes going through shit and then and then keep going.
Oh, dude.
And it's like that. Like, have you ever seen 127 Hours?
No, dude, it freaks me out.
You should watch it
because
it's not like it's an hour of him cutting his arm off. Like the cutting the arm off part is obviously a big scene, but it's not what the whole it's a small moment. And but so if you want to watch a movie
I've seen the first half of that movie.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I just remember like this guy's cruising through the desert. It was like he was going for a jog.
Dude, yeah, watch the whole movie. It's really good. But you know what's crazy though? Because obviously there's the movies out there like Marley and Me where like you expect to cry.
Yeah, everyone
cries because it's so intense and like it's a dog. But I always love like when you start to feel. I was telling Drew, I always love when you start to feel the emotional or teary eyed when you least expect it. Because a film like Marley and Me, you expect it.
Yeah, but it's
like when you're like listening to a song or like, dude, I've cried listening to dubstep. Ooh,
what's okay?
Okay, what is a song?
That, wait, oh, sorry.
What's
I got the artist song?
The artist's name is Zomboy.
Okay, and, actually, yeah, I've heard a few of their tracks.
I'm pretty sure I cried to a song called "Like a Bitch," and really, when I think about it. Is because it's like it's so much emotion, there's so much energy in this song. When it builds up and it finally releases, it's like it was so fun and like it was like such like a just a release of energy. It was like I was just like it was like I think I just was like finally I just like needed that like moment where you just peak and then you just like you're just having fun and like, I've had a lot of moments like that where it's like you would not expect. It's not a classic cry moment.
Yeah.
Dude, I will say, so.
Is there a song that makes you cry, Drew?
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to talk to.
Perfect.
I never cry during a movie.
Okay.
Because you're always with people.
Yeah.
And so I
don't always have. You've never watched a movie alone?
Well, I have, but like I've never seen a movie that's almost made me cry by myself.
I'll send you some.
but maybe I would cry during a movie if that happened.
You definitely, there are films that would definitely make you cry, but you just might have to be alone.
Dude, I think my wife would hate this because she's not a huge fan of the song, but
don't worry.
Zach Bryan, do you know Zach Bryan?
Yeah.
He had a song, From a Lover's Point of View. Mm-hmm. Dude, that song will fuck you up. Like,
yeah.
Tyler Childers, he's another country artist, has some pretty good sad cry songs.
Tyler Childers, that's Zach Bryan's favorite guy.
I know, that's Zach Bryan.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is?
That's Zach Bryan. No. Yeah, dude, that's not Tyler Childers.
Oh, really?
That's Zach Bryan.
I'm sorry, I'm newer to country.
I love this new alternative country that's coming out.
I hated country for so long.
What they needed.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Well, because like the normal country shit we've heard forever is so played out.
Yeah.
Like
after 9/11, like country got really patriotic.
Well, and
after that, it kind of got into just like, we're fishing. I hate my wife.
It just was like, we got trucks and all that. And I love that they sing about trucks. Like, don't get me wrong.
Trucks are fun.
Just was a formula. And then, anyways, you know, this is a side note. For me, someone who just always can get me to cry, fucking Paramore.
Yeah. No, honestly, nice. Paramore is solid. Cause,
dude, it's just something about Hayley Williams' voice.
Yeah.
It like, cuts through all the fucking bullshit and like weird like emotional walls I have up. I don't know what it is about her
that voice
specifically. That voice, I'm just like, God damn it. Anyways, we need to wrap up.
Oh,
but I know it seems like that was actually the podcast been about Drew, but actually
the whole time it was actually secretly.
This is secretly a job interview.
I love that was the podcast.
This is actually
you thought you got him.
Yeah, yeah. I love that was the podcast. That was so fun. Look at us.
How about this? I'll go first to talk about whether we want to hire you.
And okay.
Then Drew will close it out. But obviously for me, one of the heads of this company.
What company is this?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
If I haven't defined it yet. As a head of this company, sometimes it's going to be a little tough trying to figure out what we need and want. And, like, you know, just like running a company is exhausting. And for me, I can't do everything. And the big thing, too, is like trying to keep Drew happy. Because, you know, obviously, you're doing your thing. I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
I look over at Drew and I see he's kind of a little sad. And I'm like, dude, I don't have enough bandwidth to deal with this right now. And I know if I have you here, you can help deal with that.
Because
certainly Jimmy Glasscock can't. So it's a big, and honestly, last week, Drew was saying that we might finally have someone that we won't hire on this podcast. But for me, you're one of the easiest hires we've had.
Wait, you said that about
me? I did.
You said that you weren't going to hire me.
Yeah. He thought he wouldn't hire you.
Why? Yeah. Why is that? Can we talk about that?
Well,
I appreciate that.
It's because you're Jewish.
Okay. Yeah.
And we were like, we don't know, especially with the conflict right now.
Okay.
We're like, can we trust him to not bomb us?
Dude, honestly, the only people in this room that are bombing is our own sets. That's really the only bombs that are going to be dropping in this room.
Well, we'll speak for yourself.
I mean, okay.
Ironically, come to the mic. Ironically, that out. Joke bombed.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
anyways.
It wasn't necessarily a bomb. It was more of just a state of the union.
Right now, just don't talk. I'm vouching for you.
Okay.
You're good. I need you on this team to help corral Drew. Keep him in a good mood.
You know,
in tech companies, how they'll have like a
personality.
They'll bring in like a guru to talk to the billionaire CEO. Who this guy actually is in like or has no real job.
Yeah.
He just is like, the energy is right. That's what I need. And I feel like you're the dude to walk in with the tarot cards, put them in Drew's hands. He'd be like, you're actually a Capricorn Sigma Alpha. And then Drew will be like, I knew it this whole time. You're going to keep him in the good spirit.
You're totally so fucking Shelby.
For me, you're on board.
I'm on board. Okay. Thank you.
No, and this has been fun. I have actually enjoyed this episode. I feel better.
See, that was the goal.
Hell yeah.
And because I feel like I can't not. Yeah. I mean, there were some things said in the beginning, like the 1 a.m. church ball and stuff. And I wasn't liking that.
You didn't like that at all.
But
I believe it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
You didn't like my childhood. That's fine.
No, I was bored.
You didn't like my childhood.
I was like, nope.
This sucks. But now I feel so good.
Okay.
I can't put my finger on why it was good. But yeah. I honestly didn't think
we had started the podcast. I just thought that we needed to talk about Drew for a bit.
I think I can put my finger on why you feel better because we're talking about emotions, your emotions. And ironically though, to the beginning, Spencer, honestly, you weren't coming out hot. You were trying out jokes that were not good.
I didn't know that I was a part of the conversation. I was sitting here and you guys were talking about, I don't even remember because it was boring me so aggressively. And I'm sitting here and I played rock, paper, scissors with the audience. You can look back in the video because I was so bored.
I don't fucking give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm talking about when you actually.
So here's the thing.
When you actually entered the conversation. But no.
When I called you out. Okay.
Because you're starting out with like, hey, racial shit. And we're like, yeah, it's interesting. But then you switched gears into actually talking about your emotions and Drew. And then you got way more interesting and way more fun. And also, because like, you know, we're shitting on Drew for him not being open. And obviously it reflects on us too.
You know?
I can see the same shit you're struggling with in your questions with Drew. And then it got very interesting. And then this, honestly...
Yeah.
Became one of the best podcasts we've done.
Yeah.
So
I appreciate you saying that. Now, here's the thing. Usually when I go on another person's podcast, that's usually set up in a job interview. And I do a lot of these job interview podcasts. Trust me, is they usually ask the guest a question. And that hadn't happened until about 16 minutes in.
Get over the first 16 minutes.
The thing was, content was so good in the first 16
minutes.
We were aggressively bored.
You kept trying to chime in.
Yeah, I was trying to become a part of the conversation.
We didn't like it.
I know you didn't because I was like, these guys just want to get some stuff out.
You know what?
Fuck this guy.
Dude, you're actually ruining your...
No, it's fine. I'm just... Here's the thing. Here's the thing. What you get from me...
I vote no.
It's fine. What you're getting from me in this job is for me to be completely honest with you. And what I'm saying is when you start a podcast and you don't ask the guest a question. Now, I just felt like an observer and I was happy about that. And I was happy because honestly, I listened to the podcast. I started today, listened to a couple episodes, some of the heavy hitters, because you asked me to so you could get another listener. And I appreciate that. So what I did is I was just listening and I was like, wait, I'm supposed to be a part of this podcast. So then I begged the question, hey guys, isn't this supposed to be a job interview? And then we talked about Drew, and I'm so happy that we talked about Drew because the only thing I was thinking about while I was listening to your podcast was what's going on with Drew.
Okay.
The only thing that I remember from like when we first met, we were going to do the Comediathlon with Tanner Ralph. Shout out to Tanner. We were talking a little bit and I mentioned that I like Shane Gillis and you said, oh, so you are cool. And I'm like, oh, look at me getting some little validation as a treat. But I haven't really had much conversation with you elsewhere unless if you're at my open mic and we talk for a little bit. And you actually personally asked me to do this podcast, even though I know Quinn a lot like a lot more. I see him a lot more. So it was very flattering that you would ask me. I know. And I so appreciate that. I really do.
Sometimes Quinn's like, we really need this guy on Jimmy Glasscock. And
yeah.
And out with this. I'm going to pose this question. You guys ready for this? And I like where we're going. I'm having a lot of fun here.
Me too. Me too. Can I get another White Claw?
But do you want to keep sitting in this hot room?
I'm honestly out of here.
Or do you want to go to Oz's open mic?
Here's the thing. I am enjoying the moment. I'm having a lot.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I'm also sweating through my shirt.
So we got some ice cold White Claws. And put it to the forehead. We're good to go.
No, we're gonna drink them.
Love it to see it.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You're on the team.
Yeah.
I'm on the team.
And how about this? How about this?
Double the compensation.
How about this? Just come back and we'll do another episode.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
At this point, I can't sit in this room anymore.
Yeah. That is so understandable. Also, I am past the point of pain and uncomfortability that I'm barely
this
weekend, here.
So this will not be a
okay.
thing.
Sounds good.
We just need to get out of this room.
That's understandable.
Let's all look at the camera real quick because this is what I'm going to use for the thumbnail. Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Nice.
Love that.
All right.
That's fun.
Let's end it.
That's fun.
And actually real. This was one of my favorite podcasts we've done.
I can tell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, really I enjoyed good. This
Did
thoroughly.
Amanda ask you to now, this?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. This is also.
I was like halfway through.
This was
and
a
I
me
was
thing.
Like, dude, son of a bitch. Did like Amanda?
No.
Reach?
This is also just like what I've been feeling recently with myself.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So this is just on my mind.
I love this. I genuinely do love this. Now, I will say, I apologize coming in earlier. I'm going to be honest. I felt uncomfortable. I don't know you very well, Drew. I have a great amount of respect for you, and we do talk, but. You know, sometimes I feel like we're not as close as we could be. And that's just a normal fact of the matter. And that's okay. You know, just because life is busy. We're all busy.
Let's
just,
no, you want to keep this
I'm
job.
Wrapping it up. I'm wrapping it up. I'm wrapping it up. Can you let me wrap it up?
It's our podcast. I'll wrap it up.
Okay. Well, I thought I was a part of the team now.
You are, but who's in control of the company?
Okay. So I see how this is.
He's the captain now.
So here's the thing. I am going to drop the job unless if you double my compensation right now.
Are you sure?
See,
boom.
Negotiations 101. The competition.
There's no money.
What?
All right.
All right. Where can the people find you?
Instagram.
Just
I think it's Spencer M. Riley.
Just stop the recording.
Go to the Alliance Mic on Mondays.